You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Right now it's time for Spirit Speaks. Lisa Virtue is next. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Welcome back, Lisa.
Hello, and welcome to Spirit Speaks. I'm Lisa Virtue, and today I will be channeling for you. I channel Spirit, which is high vibration beings, divine beings, those of pure love consciousness who are offering wisdoms and tools to us so that we can have an easier time moving along our spiritual path in our lives, in our relationships. They want to help us in our journeys so we don't need to struggle in the way that we have been. And today they're going to talk about resistance and struggles and help us find our way through that. I'm very excited about this show. I think it will offer some new ways to look at things, ways to shift ourselves from the fears and the distress, and step more confidently in our journeys and our lives. So I know that this is a time where many are feeling quite challenged. It is quite distressful for a lot of people. And so I feel it is good timing that Spirit is bringing through this message now that we're calling resistance, but it really does address the challenges that we face and how we can help ourselves through those. So just as a quick reminder for those who are joining us for the first time, I'm, as I said, Lisa Virtue, and I work as a channel. I offer private channeling so we can discuss things specific to your life. I do group channelings as well. And I work as what's termed an energy healer, though I feel that that term will evolve as healing sessions really are evolving at this time. And so I now call it a transformation session, because together you and I and Spirit work together to help you move into greater clarity in yourself, to clear your energy, but to clear up things that have been hindering you, things that feel like they're getting in the way and you haven't found your way around, to help you come into new perspectives, new ways of looking at things, and to find that brightness of your spirit again. So this takes many shapes and forms. It's different for everyone. We use the tools and the understandings that are just right for you at that time. It's very customized, very personal, and very much offered with completely unconditional love. We all go through challenges, and you will receive no judgment at all. Simply assisting, an assisting hand, a loving heart, and of course, beautiful spiritual energy, resources, and wisdoms. But enough about me. Let's get into the show. I know Spirit has a lot to say on our topic today, and I'd like to help you get right into that so we can all benefit from what they have to share. So sit back, relax, make yourself comfortable. Take some deep, clearing breaths. And move into a mode of receiving. Allow yourself to absorb what you need. And I will be back with you after the channeling to talk a little bit further. Enjoy. Welcome. It is wonderful to join with you in this way again at this time. We welcome you who are new to listening to the show, as well as those who have listened before. We speak to each of you. You have heard in your lives the term resistance. It is used in many different ways. The manner in which we will refer to it today is in terms of your spiritual journey. There are a great many resistances that you will encounter on your spiritual path. For the most part, they are self-generated. These are the resistances we will be discussing with you today. First, we would like to compliment you on overcoming any resistances to joining us today, for that can be quite a hurdle at times to actually engage with something that you have had the idea might be useful for you. There are many disruptions that can get in the way of making that meeting with you, yourself, with an event. And while some may seem innocent or innocuous, there are a great many that are actually self-generated on an unconscious level, keeping you from meeting with that which may have supported you. This can sometimes be termed as the inner saboteur. But let us move back to the main discussion here to speak about the kinds of resistances, what forms they will come in, why they are present, and what types of remedies you have to overcome or to actually more to transform your experience. So the forms in which they come are certainly plentiful and will be unique to each person, but there are categories. There is the category of self-deception, where you are not choosing to be aware of what's really going on with yourself, what you are really doing, feeling, saying. There is a category that is illusory. This is where it seems like things are one way, but in truth they are not. Resistance also can take the form of aggression, pushing, asserting. Resistance can take the form of recalcitrance or digging your feet in becoming very stubborn. Resistance can come in a self-delusion where you convince yourself of something, where you create a story and wholeheartedly believe in it. Resistance feels often like pain. Resistance can feel like protection. Resistance can feel like managing overwhelm. Resistance can feel like comfort in a pattern. Comfort in what is known already, and fear of the future, fear of the unknown. We are sure you can add many other forms that resistance comes in. Why is there resistance? Resistance may be present because of a feeling of not knowing, and fear to move into such an unknown that it may be something you couldn't have imagined and might not be able to deal with. You fear that there could be harm. You fear that there could be discomfort. You fear that you may not enjoy what is to come. Resistance can also be from fearing change in perception. Perception of you, perception from you of the world or of things around you, of whatever you're considering. Judgment of you. Resistance can come up because you are not believing in yourself, that you don't have faith in your abilities, your ability to thrive, to survive, to be whole and complete, healthy. If you do not trust yourself to be able to manage, then there would be resistance in moving towards that. Having faith in oneself elicits more courage. Having trust in oneself, love for yourself would be wonderful. Resistance crops up when these self-supporting qualities are diminished. Again, because you are not looking to put yourself in harm's way or into discomfort. That discomfort that you imagine it to feel worse than whatever discomfort you are feeling at this time. It is imagined to be worse. And so resistance is there to keep you from moving into something worse. Now, you may ask, why would anyone have resistance in their spiritual journey? Now, we've covered the unknown, fear of the unknown. But many of you have a belief that your spiritual journey is leading you to a place that feels better, that is of a better quality. And so if you are believing in this, then why is there still resistance? And it is an interesting life experience that you could know something is better for you, and yet everything about how you have experienced life so far keeps you from stepping into that. This is where that lack of belief and trust in yourself really comes to play. If you were able to be the best of qualities, a perfect love of self, trust, and value, all of those qualities, then it would be easy to step forward, to move into your next evolution or your next layer or level or iteration. There would be no resistance, but this is a rarity to the degree we're speaking, to the complete fullness that allows the ease of that path. And so, this is part of why we are here channeling for you, why there is a series called Spirit Speaks, why there is not just one channel in the world, but many. We are here to help you find that in yourself, that love, that belief, that support for you that comes within yourself. Comes from in yourself. So it is easy to tell someone, simply love yourself and believe in yourself and trust you and all of that. Just connect with your essence and align. It's easy. You can do it and then life will be good. And it is true. And it is possible. And it is possible with ease. However, today we are addressing the majority who find greater struggle. You are no less than anyone else. You are no less than someone who has greater ease. You are choosing to have a different life experience to explore this manner of meeting yourself, this manner of remembering who you are. How can you make a change? How are you able to start to move away from resistance into fulfillment? And we suggest that you begin with contemplating the idea that what you are seeking is better feeling, is more true, is aligned with your essence, so it is just right for you. That what you seek is just right for you. So that means it feels good. That means life with that is good. And so, recognizing that your goal holds nothing harmful for you. Your spiritual quest is not seeking something that is destructive or hurtful for yourself. It is a journey to wholeness, to remembering the magnificence of who you are and being in the joy of alignment with that. So if you are only moving towards that which is wonderful for you, then you can begin to diminish the mind chatter that tells you it's frightening. So it is not a scary monster that will hurt you. Now, your mind then moving to another fear. Fear that the changes required to get there will be frightful and hurt very much. And we say, this is certainly possible, but it's possible only when you're viewing it from a vantage point that makes it that way. If you are making steps in your journey that feel like they are the right steps for you, ultimately, if you are aligned and feel compelled from that inner alignment, then you will know that they are certainly a perfect steps for you. But even if you are not connecting that deeply, you have instinct, and it does guide you because it is tuning in to the natural way. You have guides and helpers who are offering you synchronicities, helping you with opportunities put in your path for you to encounter so that you can find the direction you need. Stepping with the intention of moving towards that whatever spiritual goal you're looking for, but that connection with your divine being is what we'll just phrase it for now. With that set as your intention, you are moving in that direction. And so you may encounter, as you are undergoing changes along the way, you are growing, you are discovering, you are learning, you are becoming more. And you may find that to step from one way of being into a new way may require significant changes. And this is where you will meet your biggest resistance. When you need to make a change that feels frightening, not because the end goal is frightening, but because your mind is not conceiving the possibility of positive outcome in this change you are making, not a full positive outcome. There may be others involved and their feelings are of concern. There may be situations and logistics that may appear challenging. And so here your mind will offer up all of the information it has gathered to give you all the scenarios that could be challenging for you and flood you with reasons not to make your change. And you will need to navigate your way through this. And there will be moments of clarity and moments of obscured vision. The journey through is the biggest lesson that you will have and the biggest gift you will receive. For the thing that holds you back is that part of you that is struggling to connect with your being the most. It needs your love, your care, your attention. Recognize that as you address the challenges presented, you will learn more about yourself and you will learn more about what has been built up within you over your life that is no longer serving you well. And then you have the opportunity to transform that to a new idea of what this improved version of yourself can be like. That you can see, recognize, admit, and then transform and move forward from the things you discover about yourself through challenge. Your discovery of your issues through challenge will evolve as well. So meet yourself wherever you are at in that and just step forward. If you are looking at the challenge from the perspective of the greatest or an opportunity for the greatest gift that you could use at this time, then you can begin to experience it in a new way. Instead of running from it as fast as you can or pushing it away or avoiding it, look at it. Delve into it. Explore so that you can find out the gift that it's offering. Do not be afraid to uncover a truth about yourself that you may not have been aware of. And instead of beating yourself up and thinking how horrible you are, let yourself be elated that you discovered it. That while it might not be ideal, it is wonderful that you have uncovered this buried treasure. And then you set it aright, that it was askew, it was distorted, it had misinformation, a misunderstanding of things. And now you can either offer it or look into to discover what is the better way? What is an improved way? And then choose to start incorporating that, to replace the old way with the new way. And be proud of yourself as you do so, and witness the results and the rewards of that come through clearly to you then. Let that be encouragement for continuing this type of investigation. And we cannot urge enough that when you discover, or perhaps it is pointed out to you in a less than pleasant manner, that at some point you find time to reflect upon it and choose to reflect from the point of finding the gift. For example, dearest ones, if you are not a confident person, if you avoid confrontation, then you find yourself challenged by confrontation. First, you are aware that you would feel extremely uncomfortable, perhaps wanting to flee. But as you see this confrontation and you look at yourself, you may recognize that meek element, the element that is not feeling strong about yourself. It is not believing in yourself. The reason you avoid the conflict is it feels painful, disrupting and upsetting people is an uncomfortable thing. And then you are missing the most important thing of all, is your own discomfort. Not from the confrontation, but from not confronting. That you are reinforcing the idea that you are not valuing yourself. And now we hear a vibration from a listener who is wondering about extreme situations. Please know we are speaking generally here. We are speaking in terms of things that you can manage. There are always extremes, and you should take your proper precautions. But in general, we are saying, recognize that the gem in the scenario we're speaking of is uncovering your self-belief, your strength in yourself, your validation of yourself. If you feel valuable, if you feel that you love yourself and you think that you are worthwhile and that your existence has merit, that it is as valuable as anyone else's, then you stop feeling so meek and afraid and you start feeling like you deserve more respect. You deserve to be heard. You deserve a place to take up space in the world with your being. And so as you harness this new understanding, as you take that in, you can work on developing those qualities within yourself. And as you do, and as they strengthen, you will find your life changing in so many beautiful ways that it affects everything. And you have moved along your spiritual journey, and it feels better when you are feeling more confident. But you had to address the uncomfortable sensation of recognizing something about yourself. Instead of letting it be frightening and painful, view it as a revelation, a gift, a gem. Freedom from constriction or a trap or being confined in a certain way. You are freeing yourself through the acknowledgement and the decision to move in a different way, to start thinking and believing in a different way. What you need now is to understand that this facility is always available to you, and you also have support available to you. You always have support in the divine, the unseen. All you simply set your intention, ask for help. It is arriving for you. But be aware, when you hold resistance, when you hold a strong disbelief, then you are not allowing that support to reach you. You are putting up a barrier. Support can come from the divine through many channels, many ways, many methods. People can be brought into your life. Situations can occur. You may encounter something unexpected or something that feels like it was just the perfect thing that was needed. We work in this way. Yourself, that greater part of you, is helping you in this way. And so, allowing yourself to receive that will help you move so much more easily and quickly to what you're desiring. Begin to recognize when fear has taken over and shut you down. When you are so wrapped up in a story and in the future projections, the imaginings, that you have stunted yourself, that you have imagination that has cut off all possibilities and only shows you one dismal road. You can choose not to believe that voice of doubt and fear. You can say to yourself, if I'm feeling like there's no way out, then I'm obviously allowing the fear to dominate and to cut me off from all of these wonderful resources that I have. So I'm going to recognize that I've told myself a big story, and I'm going to put that aside. And I'm going to choose to ignore it for a little time here and come within. Come into meditation. Come into a practice that puts you in the zone. Come into something peaceful where you can really connect with that inner part of you that has a greater sense of what is, that isn't swayed by the fears. It feels more stable and calm. Grounding practices, centering practices, focusing practices will bring you out of those fears and into your present, into your body, into your energy, and help you to center in on that aspect of you that is more clear, that knows better, that has more of a stable base. It is available to you, to all. So, resistance comes in many forms. It can come from feeling that you are not quite where you need to be, as you need to be, and doubting your ability to be that way. Investigating what's being shown to you and finding the gem within it. Helping yourself to transform your thoughts and your perspectives so that you can find that greater majesty within yourself. Which engenders a courage that is no longer even needed to be seen as courage, for it is a natural, easeful progression in your spiritual path. Growth, expansion, step on the enlightenment journey, increasing your vibration. There are many ways to refer to this. Deal with these challenging times and the challenging circumstances as they present to you. Find the gifts, dear ones, and allow your spirit to rejoice as you move through one at a time, as you grow in yourself through integrating a new understanding, a new perspective, and a choice in a new way to be in the world. Choose to be your preference. Choose to be how you know your inner being really is. We know that you are pure. You are love, you are positive, you are strength, you are suppleness and softness and gentleness and vibrancy. You are all of these wonderful things and more. And we encourage you to discover this in so many different ways. You have so many different faceted ways to experience this in yourself. Allow yourself to feel joyful as you do, as you uncover, as you embrace newness. It is simply one step at a time in a journey. And while many things may be heralded as coming to be, still you must make your one step at a time from one moment to the next. And so we say, be uplifted by the positive predictions or heraldings. Yes, let your spirit soar with the possibility. Hold that positive hope, that positive idea. But then come back to the now. And with that understanding that things do improve for you, allow yourself to experience that improvement moment by moment. And the sometimes messy way it happens. But it's always a gift. It is never just a negative thing. It is always, always, always and forever, always a gift for you. Allow yourself to uncover those. We love you. We appreciate you. We are glad you are here adventuring in this way through these interesting, challenging times, that you are choosing to be on this quest for self. We applaud you. We appreciate you. And we are here beside you, offering you our love and assistance along the way. Go in peace, dear ones, and we shall meet you again on our next show in 2 weeks to discuss more things about your spiritual path. With greatest of love. Thank you, Spirit, for sharing this wonderful insight into resistance and how we can move through and benefit from it, from the challenges. I'm really pleased that Spirit is offering us these nuggets of inspiration, these useful tools to help us along the way. There's so much change happening now that it really is helpful to be reminded. I offer my services to you to help you remind yourself, to help you shift your focus and find the gems, to be able to look at and integrate the benefits of the recognizing of what's really going on within you and moving into a bright new expression and experience from it. This is what I do. This is how I help you to transform that which was a hindrance, to see it in a new way, and to step forward with new perspective and a greater feeling of connection with yourself, your true self, in your path, your spiritual path. It is really quite something, the transformation you can undergo in the time that we spend together, to go from feeling not so well into feeling brilliant and amazing and knowing that you are integrating a positive new change for yourself. I have so many clients who express this and their gratitude. I wish I could share them all with you. I put a few on my website if you want to have a look. But it is always the same. There is always this great change that couldn't even be anticipated what it would be. And it is discovered in the moment. It is unveiled and transformed in that moment. So I offer this to you to help you in your path. I know things are hard right now, and if this calls to you, then we can have a little conversation about what that would be like and how it could go for you, what's just right for you. And then we can together find those gems. So if you feel called, please do reach out and connect with me, lisa@lisavirtue.com. And if you'd like to see what other people have had to say or find out more about my offerings, visit my website, lisavirtue.com. I'm here for you. I want to help you. We can do this together. You don't have to do it all alone. We're here to support each other. We all have beautiful gifts, unique to ourselves, that we are here to share with each other, to uplift and support each other in our spiritual journeys. I love you. I appreciate you. You are all part of this wonderful divine magnificence, and I look forward to sharing that experience of witnessing yourself for who you truly are. With love and great appreciation to you, namaste. And I will see you in 2 weeks' time. Thank you.
the News for the Soul Radio Network airs daily and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com. News for Your Soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.